Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. He is so worthy to be praised. And I'm going to read from Desire of Ages and chapter 29, the Sabbath. Desire of Ages, chapter 29, the Sabbath. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much for who you are, the creator of all things. You have made us, oh Lord, for your glory, for your purpose. Help us to understand that. Help us to know that. Help us to trust in you with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind, and not to lead onto our own understanding, Lord. May we acknowledge you, your presence. May we choose you and trust you. Praise you. Lord, I ask that you will bless each and every one of my brothers and sisters that join us via the internet and on the phone or listen to the rebroadcast. May you bless them abundantly more than they can ever ask or think, Lord. Please forgive us of our sins or trespasses. Help us, O Lord, to draw closer to thee. Bless our children and those that have grandchildren, our neighbors, our friends, our brothers and sisters, and each and every one of our missionaries, those that are doing the work that you have called us to do, and those that have not, may they choose to serve you. May they take up the high calling that you have upon their life. We thank you. We praise you. Bless our reading. Bless our gathering. May your Holy Spirit fill us afresh this holy Sabbath evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The title is The Sabbath, Desire of Ages, chapter 29. The Sabbath was hallowed at the creation. As ordained for man, it had its origin when the morning stars sang together. All the sons of God shouted for joy. Job 38:7, peace brooded over the world, for earth was in harmony with heaven. God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And he rested in the joy of his completed work. Genesis 1:31. Because he had rested upon the Sabbath, God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Amen. He put it apart, set it apart to a holy use. He gave it to Adam as a day of rest. It was a memorial of the work of creation and thus a sign of God's power and his love. The scripture says, he had made his wonderful works to be remembered. The things that are made declare the invisible things of him since the creation of the world, even his everlasting power and divinity. Genesis 2:3, Psalms 111:4, and Romans 1:20. All things were created by the Son of God. In the beginning was the world, and the Word was with God. Sorry, let's read that again. All things was created by the Son of God. In the beginning was the Word, W-O-R-D, and the Word was with God. All things were made by him, and we know that's Jesus, of course. And without him was not anything made that was made, John 1:1-3. And since the Sabbath is a memorial of the work of creation, it is a token of the love and power of Christ. One more verse. Again, welcome, brothers and sisters. Please press 1 if you would like to share. The Sabbath calls our thoughts to nature and bring us into communion with the Creator. In the songs of the birds, the singing of the trees, and the music of the sea. Yes, the sea does have music. Even the wind have their part. Amen. We still may hear his voice who talks with Adam in Eden in the cool of the day. And as we behold his power in nature, we find comfort, for the word that created all things is that which speaks life to the soul. He who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's 2 Corinthians 4:6. It was this thought that awaked the psalm. Thou, Lord, has made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Psalms 92:4-5. And the Holy Spirit through the prophet Isaiah declares, to whom then will he liken God? Or what likeness will he compare unto him? Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Have it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. To whom then will he liken me? Shall I be equal? Said the Holy One, lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who has created those things that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel? My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, that's you and me, we have no might, he increases strength. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. He will give us strength. Continue. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, meaning yes, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Look unto me, and ye shall be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. This is the message written in nature, which the Sabbath is appointed to keep in memory. When the Lord bid Israel hallow his Sabbath, he said, They shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am Jehovah your God. And this is taken from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 18 through 29, also verse 41, chapter 41, verse 10, chapter 45, verse 22, Ezekiel 20:20. Amen. And I will stop there. So my brothers and sisters can share if they would like to. Please press 1 so that I can open your line. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. High time in heaven. The angels are bowing before the Lord saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, and may we participate, and may we give honor and glory and praises to our Lord, our Creator. Amen. So I will go ahead and open the line for 518-482. Welcome, welcome, and happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Tyler, for opening my line on this beautiful Sabbath. Yes, I will continue on the Sabbath. I will sing a song, welcome, welcome, day of rest, to the world in kindness given. Welcome to this humble breast, as the beaming light from heaven.
Welcome, welcome, day of rest, to the world in kindness given. Welcome to this humble breast, the beaming light from heaven. Day of calm and sweet repose, gently now thy moments run, bound to suit our cares and woes. Never here is none. Holy day that most we prize, day of solemn praise and prayer, day to make excuse me, the simple wise. Oh, how great thy blessings are. Welcome day of rest, with thine infant soul divine. May thy hallowed hours be blessed, to this waiting heart of mine.
Yes, the Sabbath is here, a long time ago, a few hours ago. Thank you, Lord, for the Sabbath. And I could say that the Sabbath is God's, one of God's, the seal of God. And the Sabbath itself gives in this command an inseparable connection with this seal. For the Sabbath is the basis of true worship of our Creator. And this worship lies at the heart of all acknowledgement of His authority as Creator of our God. The Sabbath is ever to be kept as a sign that we belong to Him, and keeping it through us with the circle of this seal. This seal impressed in order to all may know the authority from whence it comes, and that all may know that it is not to be changed. The seventh day Sabbath comes from God. And let no man dare to tamper with it, for the seal of God is upon it. In Daniel 6:8, we were told, they said, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. It, this is the Sabbath, is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, and the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And in Exodus, it tells us on hallow my Sabbath that there shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God. That is Ezekiel 20:20. And the Sabbath also is a powerful sign of God's creative power, not only of this earth, but within our lives as well. It requires the same power to cleanse our life and to redeem us as it did to create us in the first place. In Psalms 51:10, it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. We are all created in Christ Jesus unto all good works. Right? And I will stop right there, because we know how important is the Sabbath. And we are always reminded, I like to read about the Sabbath. It reminds us of our duty to God, keeping the Sabbath day holy. The Sabbath should be such a restful day, a day to learn more of Him, to worship Him, to give praise and thanks. I can remember when I was much younger, I would go out on Sabbath afternoons, and we used to go and visit the sick and ask them if they want us to pray for them. In that way, when the youth go out, we used to do something like in gathering. And when we do in gathering now, we see people who are in need, who need of help, who need of, you know, monetary help, who need to be prayed for. And that is the way, you know, I miss that type of service that we used to get when we were much younger. But it's a very good thing to go out and visit the sick. We go to the hospitals, the different homes, and we used to have such a wonderful, wonderful time. Today, you can't even go out. It's a little bit harder here. You can't go out, much, much harder here. You can't even go out now to visit people. People don't even want to let you in their homes because of this COVID crisis that is going on. But we have to pray that the Lord will give us that, you know, that courage to go, and still somebody would open the doors to us if we want to go, and, you know, and pray, even pray for the sick. You even ask them if you could come in, and you could ask them if they, you want to pray for your sick, and you get an entrance in the home if they have anyone sick, and you want to pray for them. That is another way we can enter into people's home. But God is good, and the Sabbath day is blessed, and we, every one of us, should endeavor by God's grace to keep the Sabbath day holy, right? It says, the song says, how sweet the light of Sabbath eve, how soft the sunbeams lingering there, and these blessed hours the world I leave, wafted on wings of faith and prayer. This is the day of rest, our failing strength renewed, on weary brain and troubled breast, shed thou thy freshening dew. So when the Sabbath is finished, we should be refreshed. The Sabbath is a day for recharging our batteries, our spiritual batteries, so that we can, you know, we can be revived and go to face another week, not in our own strength, but with the strength of God. We should be able to go out there and tell others of God's love. And I hope that this will be the theme, and this will be the consciousness of everyone. They will take this into their minds, you know, try to go out and let somebody know of that Jesus coming is soon. So this is what I have to encourage us all this evening. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. This is the best of days. And wake that souls to love and praise the vanquisher of death. That song is so important. This is the day of prayer. Let earth to heaven draw near. Lift up our hearts to seek thee there. Come down to meet us here. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for opening my line. I wish everyone on this line a happy, happy Sabbath rest. Thank
Praise
you, Sister
the
Carlo.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for sharing the songs and your reading. It's a high Sabbath. It's just a blessing, brothers and sisters. You know, I got up yesterday, 4 hours to go and get my stuff, and early this morning got up and drove back 4 hours and did some errand and did some cleaning and cooking and just, you know, just doing, you know, a couple of things around the house. And I just thank the Lord for the strength that he gave me and the energy to get these things done before the Sabbath, because we know the Sabbath is a delight. If we love the Lord, he said, we will keep his commandment. And with his strength, with his power, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. So praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I'll go on to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Welcome this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line, 518-951. Good evening. Happy Sabbath.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my life. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved. Thank you, Sister Continelli, to remind us how important God's Sabbath is. I just want to give God thanks for the Sabbath. The Sabbath day, as we heard and we read and we saw, that is a day of rest, a day of refreshment, a day that we can, you know, have no way of worry, a day that we are home, church, studying the word without any labor, tired from labor. So I just want to give God thanks and praise for all that he has done for me. Take me out the busy road. The roads sometimes are so rough and stony and holy. But God carried me through the 6 days of, you know, hardship, actually, each one of us. And I heard you said you when 4 hours go, 4 hours stay, that is something that is a long drive, and God have carried you through. So the Sabbath year is not a day that we have to worry ourselves that we are going to the market, we are going to the store, or we are going to do anything out there. So I just want to give him praise for everything that he have done for me, carried me through, and brought me here that I can come with my brothers and my sisters to worship the Sabbath and to listen to his word, his comforting words, and, you know, to be refreshed as my year. As the song says, safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. So I thank him for carrying us so far safely through another week. And now as we fellowship with him by listening to his word, I am praying that he will pour out his spirit, of his sweet Holy Spirit upon us, and that we will be refreshed and ready tomorrow for the message, or tomorrow for the study, or tomorrow for the visiting at the hospital as my nursing home or a family member. This is not a time for us to be asking, Lord, give me this, give me that, because he gave it to us right through the 6 days. And I just want to thank God for everything, and thank God that we can meet in this form. So I'm asking prayer for each and every one of us, you know, because if there is not the time we need the prayer from the saints, it is now, you know. And this message, gospel message, have to go out to the world. And we as God's people, as the Lord said, we have, he came here as an example for us, and we have to follow his example to do the things that he has done, so that we can demonstrate that same character to others, so that others will know that Jesus is coming to us. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line, and also happy Sabbath to my brothers and sister Liz. I did identify myself. I'm Sister Powell, calling from Kingston, Jamaica. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's always a blessing to hear your voice, Sister Powell, and know that all is well and God is keeping you by his grace and by his power. Yes, we do know the roads, you know, even in the country and the third world countries and places, it can be rough and not smooth and stony, but praise the Lord. One day we're going to walk on streets of gold. We're going to walk on a smooth path, but right now we have the thorn and the thistle in the road to, you know, in the garden and the bush, rose bushes to cut us or to affect our hands or our legs. But praise the Lord, a day's coming soon that we will rejoice in the Lord, and there will be no more suffering and pains and heartaches and troubles and trials. But while we're on this earth, we have to go through them, and we have to be strong and overcomer. And this is what these trials are doing to help us heavenwards, and that we will help others and direct them to Jesus. Amen. So again, thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us, and welcome each and every one of you. I'll go to the next caller. Happy Sabbath. I will open the line for 272-770. Your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Thank you so much for opening my line. It's Sister Tainiko from Pennsylvania. God bless you always, and happy blessed Sabbath to each and every one of my beloved brothers and sisters. I'm so glad to hear Sister Powell's voice, and I'm glad she's doing well. And I just want to give the Lord all praise and honor and glory, because without the Lord, we are nothing. He is the vine, and we are the branches. I'm so grateful to be here on this Sabbath evening with all my beloved brothers and sisters, and I'm grateful that the Lord has brought me through another week. Safe and sound, he has given myself and my daughter safe travel and mercies to and fro. So I'm just so grateful to the Lord for everything he does for us, be it big or small. He's an awesome God, and he takes good care of his children. He provides our every need according to his riches and his glory through Christ Jesus. So I am so happy to be here, my sister, and I just would like to share a song. I do have a Bible scripture. It's a short one, but if I can just read, I know you have others on the line, maybe the first and the last line I could sing.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my dear sister. Amen. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides in us still, and with all we will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the sky, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear, can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen. Praise God. And I have a Bible scripture here, one of my favorites, Psalms 100. And it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into the courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful that we have and serve an awesome and mighty God who takes good care of each and every one of us. He loves us all with an everlasting love. So I just want to lift up everyone in prayer this evening. My prayer request is to lift up all my beloved brothers and sisters. And I'd like prayer also for my family and myself. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy blessed Sabbath to all. Love you all. Amen. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tymika, for sharing the song and the scripture reading. It's always a blessing to be reminded of the promises of God because he loves us so much, and he wants us to feel his love. Amen. So I will go to the next caller. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Please press 1 to share, and please be brief as we have others that want to share. And after the 7:30 hours, time goes really fast, and we want to get into our message early. So please be brief as you share. Welcome one, welcome all. I just want to welcome those that are listening via the internet in Netherlands, in Japan, in South Korea, in the Canada also, in Jamaica, the Caribbean, and here in the United States, and wherever others may be listening from that we don't know. We just want to welcome you this evening, and may the Lord truly bless you. Those that are in the Philippines also, welcome one and welcome all. I'll go to the next caller, 989-85-232. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for his grace and mercy for us being here today, and thank him for all his blessings he stored upon us. I just want to thank him for everything. He's a great God, awesome, mighty God. I would like to read a little prayer and a little. My heart is set on keeping your decree to a very end, to the very end. Give us understanding, Lord, so that in gratitude we may live for you. Amen. Yes, Lord. We want to live for the Lord. So we want to study, repent, and turn from our evil ways and continue to live for the Lord. So I just want to thank the Lord we meet tonight, and I just want to ask a prayer for my family, Advent Life family, all the church opening God's name to live right, and so that we all can come together and live as one and stop fussing about this church, that church, and whatever this and that is, and
Amen.
Start
Amen.
Saying we are one. If we only have one God, and we only could serve one God, the true God, our Father, which is in heaven. And we love God because he first loved us, and we don't want to fight over him. And we want him to know that we love him and we're going to serve just one. So I just thank God for tonight. I'm glad to hear Sister Power. Good to hear Sister Carla because she travels everywhere. We just bless her as she go in and out of the state, all over the roads. And we just wish you safe travels, Sister Carla.
Amen.
So
and
everybody
you.
Else on the line. So we continue praying for each and every one of our members. Amen. Hold on,
praise
Brother John. Brother John, come.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to everyone. It's Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. I'd like to say happy Sabbath. And, yeah, like my wife had said, too, about the scripture she read. I just want to say I look at it as keys to the kingdom one day, you know, just doing God's will and everything. And you can't even get in your own car if you don't have the right keys. So you have to live a certain way to get the keys to the kingdom. We can make it there one day. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for coming on and sharing those encouraging words. And yes, may we continue to keep each other in prayer, because there's nowhere that's safe. It's only by the grace of God and his mercy that we are alive as we, you know, we go on the highways and the byways or just walking out our doors. You know, he has kept us and he's keeping us by his power and his grace. So we have to give him thanks and glory. So I'll go to the next caller again. Welcome, brothers and sisters. Please be brief as we will be going into prayer. I'll go ahead and open the line for 225-337. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Amen, amen. I want to thank the Lord for the prayer line. I thank the Lord for my brothers and sisters. And also, I just want to thank the Lord for his Sabbath. And I just want to read a scripture in James. I was looking for one of my favorite scriptures. And my favorite scripture, Sister Stephanie used to read it all the time. It says in James verse 2. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. Know this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting for nothing. And it says, I'm going to read 5, and it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberal and upbraid it not. And it shall be given unto him. But let him act in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. So I want to stop. Well, let me just read 7. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So I just wanted to read that. That's James 1 and 2, these are my favorite scripture, count it all joy. And I just want to thank God for the blessing tonight to be on the prayer line with my brothers and sisters. I want to like to ask for prayers for the youth. Now, my daughter heard this evening that one of her students that she had probably about 2 years ago, the young man should be 13 years old now, and he was shot. So keep this child. He was a troublesome child, but keep him in prayer. And also keep my son, and I don't know if Brother Rick on here, also Brother Rick family, his mother, his daughter, and all of us, brothers and sisters, just keep us in prayer. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on and sharing that scripture. We know we have all these great promises in the Bible, and it's a love letter from God to each and every one of us. If we will read it and take him at his word and treasure these precious promises and keep them to memory so that we can share it with others also, and that it will be well with our souls. And yes, we will keep the youth in prayer. And the community as a whole, there's so many people going into Christless grave or being hurt or, you know, on bedridden, whatever it is, illness is taking up them, coming upon them very soon at young age. The mind is, there's mental problem with the mind, and it's just so much going on to God's creatures. And I know he's not happy about that, but we know all these things must come to pass before the end come, because the devil has come down with wrath, seeking who he may devour. May we be strong in the Lord, that he will be our high tower. Amen. So praise the Lord. I'll go to the next caller again. I have one more caller that has pressed one. Again, if you would like to share very quickly, please press 1. If you have a prayer request, scripture reading, please press 1 so that I can open your line. We just want to thank each and every one of you for choosing to come and join us in prayer and thanksgiving and testimony this Sabbath evening. 857-505, good evening. Your line is now open.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank God because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, Sister Carla, I feel like praying for you at this moment. Yes, Lord. Yes,
this
Lord. God, what a friend we have. Yes, okay. Yes, Lord, what a friend we have in Jesus. Yes, Lord, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a privilege to carry to God himself. Yes, Lord. God, help me, Father, Lord. We magnify your name, God, this moment, Lord. God, we want to lift our Sister Carla to you, Lord. We ask God, we want to thank you, God, that Sister Carla's the host, Lord, on the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to give Sister Carla the strength, Lord. We ask God to give Sister Carla deliverance, Lord. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, break everything for Sister Carla, Lord. God, we want to lift up her children to you, Lord. God, we want to lift up Brother Nicholas, Lord. We want to lift up Sister Amanda to you, Lord. We ask God to come bless them, God, in a special way, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for them, Lord. God, you're faithful, Lord. You're worthy to be praised, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Dorothy to you, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Dorothy, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Dorothy, Lord. God, we want to praise you, Lord, because, God, you are good for Sister Dorothy, Lord. God, we want to live for Sister Dorothy, beloved daughter, Lord, who's on the prayer line, Lord, who's on the Avid Life Ministry, Lord. We ask God, allow her to stay happy in you, Lord. Allow her to say, victory is mine, Lord. Allow her to say, joy is mine, Lord. Peace is mine, Lord. I'm asking you, God, to break every chain, God, for her, Lord. We ask you, God, well, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, strengthen her, Lord. Cover her, God, with your blood, Lord. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, cover her window post, Lord. Cover her door post, God. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, we want to live from her beloved daughter, Lord. Sister Keisha, Lord. Bless Sister Keisha, Lord. Bless Brother Taiwan, Lord. Bless us, Sister KTN, Lord. Watch over them, Lord. God, watch over Brother Javel, Lord, while he's on the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to come bless Brother Javel, Lord. Allow him to praise you, Lord. Allow Brother Javel, Lord, to spend time with you, Lord, and worship, Lord. Allow Brother Javel, God, to praise you, to worship you, Lord. Allow him to magnify your name, God. Allow him to open his Bible, Lord. Allow him to get baptized under water, Lord. We ask God to strengthen him, Lord. God, we want to lift for Sister Miola, Lord, who asks for prayer, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Miola, God, in the mock way, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Miola, Lord. Break every chain, God, for her, Lord. We ask God to strengthen Sister Miola, Lord. God, I want to thank you, God, for what you have done for her, Lord. God, I want to lift up Brother Ricardo, God, who's going to preach your word, God, on the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to come bless Brother Ricardo, Lord. Watch over Brother Ricardo, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for what you have done for him, Lord. Break every chain for Brother Ricardo, Lord, of God. We ask God to strengthen him, Lord. We ask God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Brother Ricardo, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Tamigo, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless Sister Tamigo, Lord, in the mighty
Amen.
Name of Jesus,
Amen.
Lord.
Thank
break
you,
every chain,
Jesus.
God. Break every chain for us, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Bless mm-hmm. Sister Powell. Bless everyone, Lord. Bless every single one of us, God.
Yes.
Bless Willa Jarrell, Lord. Bless us, God. God, in the mighty
thank
name
you.
Of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Eli, for that prayer. Praise the Lord. We know God hears our prayer. Even before we call, he have answered them. So thank you again for the prayer, Brother Eli. I have one more hand before we turn the line over to Brother Ricardo. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Welcome this evening and happy Sabbath. It's so good for you to be with us on this Sabbath evening to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. 931-332. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath to each and everyone. Blessing be to all the saints of God tonight. I hope we are truly being blessed as God given us his grace. I won't keep the line long, and I just want to thank God for each and every one of you, and that we continue to be faithful and to love the Lord and to serve him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our might, and with all of our strength. So I just want to sing this song. I won't take too much of time, and we always have to be reminded about God's grace, about God's grace. And we know that God's grace is sufficient for us. So let us, as I sing this song, that our hearts will be blessed. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Hold one second. Let me just cue that back. One second. Yes, just trying to get it on the on my couple of seconds, Sister Carla. I shall be there. All right, I think I was trying to get Amazing Grace. So let me do then. Never my God today. All right, I just read this song, Nearer My God to Thee. Thank you all for your patience, saints of God. And always
Amen. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for that song, Nearer My God to Thee. Amen, amen. What should be all our desire for the Lord to be nearer to us and that we draw nearer to Him, because He doesn't leave us. We're the one that leaves. So let us pray, brothers and sisters. Kind and loving Father, as the song said, Nearer My God to Thee, Lord. We ask You to be nearer to us, Lord, as we draw to You, Lord, this Sabbath evening, Lord. Help us to stay by Your side and to never leave us. Never leave Your side, O kind and loving Father, as we pray, Lord. We ask that You will teach us how to pray, Lord. Pray is an art, O Father, that we come to You humbly, thanking You for Your goodness, thanking You for Your mercy, Your long-suffering, thanking You for Your blessing. We thank You for who You are. We glorify, we magnify Your name right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. You know the hearts of Your people, what is troubling us. You know those that are going through sickness, disease of mind and body, Lord. We ask that You will touch them, Lord. We ask that You will answer each and every one of our prayer for the youth, the young adults, Lord. The seniors, Lord, bless them right now. We ask that You will bless the message and the messenger. Help us to have our ears to understand, have eyes to see, and have mouth to speak and to teach and to tell others of Your soon coming. Bless those that are joining via the internet, Lord. Hear their prayer. Hear their cries as there's mourning going on. Please protect us and guide us and keep us as the apple of Your eyes, Lord. Bless our speaker at the moment, Brother Ricardo, Lord. May You continue to touch him. May You continue to use him in his ministry, his wife, Samantha. May You bless them going and coming, Lord. And we just present them before You that he will bring a message, O Lord, that You have given him for a time such as this, and that we will know that You have spoken through him. Lord, we thank You. We praise You. We glorify. We magnify Your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask for more of Your Holy Spirit, a deeper walk with your spirit that we will be able to hear and discern the Holy Spirit saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. For each and every one of us, may we make that decided decision to choose you, to worship you all the days of our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for Brother Ricardo. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. I pray you have your notepad, your Bible, spirit of prophecy, and something to write with, and a highlighter also. Amen. And come with the spiritual ears to listen and to learn. 786-448, good evening, and happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Happy Sabbath, my sister. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Evening, everyone. Amen. Good evening, everyone. Happy Sabbath again. Safe to another week. The Lord have brought us on our way again to meet to see another Sabbath day. Jesus is coming, beloved, and he gave us a message. And the message I'm presenting to you, it troubled my spirit as well. Thank you so much, Brother Richardson, for your faithfulness. Always giving God thanks with your voice. Brothers and sisters, as my sister said, take your notepad or your writing instrument, please. Take notes. Go back over. Notice what the Bible says. Before we go, brothers and sisters, you know, we need to pray. Father in heaven, I'm asking you to cleanse me, wash me, sanctify my tongue, sanctify my mind. I'm asking you to fill my mind, fill my mouth with words of life. Lord, I pray that the words that I will speak to your people, they will touch their soul, the depth of their soul. These words will go down and to cut, Lord, and to bring conversion and reformation and revival in your people in these last days. Lord, I love my brothers and sisters. The only way they can realize a minister love them, let that minister really tell them the very truth. Truths they do not want to hear, but truths that will reform their life so they can stand worthy in the eyes of Jesus Christ in these last days. Thank you so much for this ministry. I pray that you bless, continue to bless this ministry. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we are doing part three of the third angel message, preparing our people to stand true to the Lord. The third angel message, beloved, remember, is preparing our people to stand true to the Lord. But while I was studying, beloved, every time I go back over this study recap, God is giving me more and more. And the study is getting lengthy and lengthy. So I have to break it up in parts. That's why we are dealing a series. And beloved, while I was reading, God gave me Ezekiel. Go with me to Ezekiel chapter 33. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30 to 33. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30 to 33. Ezekiel, let's read. Also, those son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, everyone to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. Verse 31, and they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they stop before thee as my people, and they hear thy words. You hear the word of God now. But they will not do them. Some of you on this prayer line, I'm giving you the word of God. God loves you so much. Some of you are hearing the word. But I may sound to you like a lovely song. God tell Ezekiel, Ezekiel, you are preaching and you are giving my people the warning, the message of love, the message of reproof, the message of sanctification, the message of righteousness. But when you preach to them, present truths, you sound like a lovely song to many of them. Listen to the Bible say, I said, Lord have mercy. It's for me too. And they hear thy words. What they will do, not them. Is that you? For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. Verse 32 now. And lo, thou art unto them as a lovely song. Are you hearing this, beloved? As a lovely song of one that had a pleasant voice. I pray that I don't have a pleasant voice to you, beloved. What I'm giving you, it is life and death. I am not here for popularity. I am not getting paid for this. Man cannot pay me for this work. God is the one that paid me with his richest blessing, with his word, with his revelation, beloved. I am not in this for pay. I'm in this, beloved, for saving souls for the kingdom of God. Even if I can reach one person on this prayer line, to God be the praise. Beloved, I love you so much. And I'm giving you the words what God said. God said, my son, prophesy again. And I'm prophesying again. I love you so much. Some of you I may not see in this life. I may hear your voice and I don't know your face. You may hear my voice, but you don't know my face. But one day, beloved, when we go to heaven, you will say, thank you, my brother Ricardo. While you were speaking to me, those words, they were chopping me up. Those words, they were shaking me up. And I say, I have to clean up. I have to say, children, husband, we got to clean up. Because God spoke today and I was convicted. For Psalms chapter 51, beloved, verse 13 said, then shall I teach transgressor thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. The word I am giving you is for conversion, beloved. The law of God, God's word requires perfection. What do I mean by that? Psalms 19, verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. I give you the help message last week. Do you take heed? Let me show you, beloved. Some of us, we are running down the riches of this world. We are trying to be prosperous in this world. We are trying to have good, find good success. If you're a child of God, let me give you this secret. This is my blessing. I can give you testimony after testimony. Let me give you the secret. If you want to be blessed, walking with God. If you want to be prosperous, walking with God. If you want to be successful, walking with God, whatever job you apply for, whatever promotion you want, God will give it unto you if you are obedient to him in these classes. Let me give you this secret. You want it? Let me finish before. Let me finish this one. And Lord, thou art unto them as a lovely song of one that has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. Mercy. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. They what? They do them not. Now I'm going to give you the secret of prosperity and the secret of good success. But before we go there now, remember, we hand the message. I'm preparing you. I cannot prepare you. I'm giving you the word of God to prepare you to stand in these last days. Brothers and sisters, the lapse of time does not lessen the value of these truths. Some of us, we are getting slack in our commitments. The lapse of time does not lessen the reform. The lapse of time does not lessen the spirit of prophecy. This message, some of you in this message so many years, these messages that you hear 25 years ago, they're still present true to this day, beloved. Now go with me to Matthew. Matthew, while I was going back over these things, beloved, God showed me this, and God is warning you. He loves you. This is warning love, beloved. He loves you so much. God cares about you. I'm telling you this Advent life. One, I believe somebody is being converted. I believe somebody is buckling up their shoes. I believe somebody on this prayer line is getting it right. I know Sister Carla is getting it right because she loved the Lord. I want to prophesy over you. I know Brother Richard is getting it right. I know Brother O'Neill is getting it right. I know you all getting it right because you want to get it right. You cannot do it in your own strength. I'm prophesying. tonight, prophesy over your life. I believe you will make it into the kingdom of God. I believe it. I'm prophesying over your life. I'm prophesying that you will be among the 144,000. I'm prophesying, if come what may, if you die, you will die sitting under the third angel. This is the greatest blessing that one can give you in the world, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Apart from that, this is the greatest blessing that Seventh-day Adventists can receive, the third angel. If you die today, you die faithful Advent life. Every one of you are hearing my voice. God will raise you up, and you will have the privilege with the 144,000 living. You will visit the unfallen worlds. You will view the underwork of God. Can you imagine when God burn up this world, beloved Advent life? I'm encouraging you this evening. Can you imagine when Jesus stand up before your presence? Look at this, my children. Let there be life again on the earth. Let the grass come up again. Remember, this earth will not have any seed, beloved. Jesus will be the light of the world. This is the word, beloved. The word is light. I want to give you Jesus' word this evening so the light of the word can light up your soul this evening. Jesus wants to restore you in his image. Jesus wants to give you the words of life. When you are reading, beloved, when I send you to Ezekiel and you are reading, you are looking in the face of Jesus. If you tell me you never saw Jesus, now you're opening up your word. When you're opening the word of God, beloved, this is the presence of God, beloved. You are looking in the very face of Jesus Christ. He's speaking to you. He loves you so much. He wants to save you. Don't come on this line carelessly. When you come in, come in fear and trembling. Come with an expectation, knowing that God has gifts for you, rewards for you, eternal life for you, new names for you, wings for you, new garments for you, beloved. New life, new body, no more sickness, no more death. Go with me to Matthew chapter 7 now. I give you the appeal. This is coming from heaven, beloved. Go with me to Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. Then I'm going to give you the message. This message troubled me, as I have to take heed. A double responsibility lies upon my head and my wife, giving you this solemn warning. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. Listen to what Jesus said now. This is the message I'm giving you all these beloved. Jesus said, don't just only write, take notes, go over them. The Bible says, study to show thyself power. Who? Holy Christ. When you're, some of you, we finish college, we go to high school and primary school and all this thing. When you're going to take an exam, you're just going to sit that exam like that. No, you're going to what? Study. How do you become wise? And that from a child, who has known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee what? Wise unto salvation. Hold it right there. So you're telling me I have to be wise unto salvation. In order for you to receive eternal life, you must be what? Wise unto salvation. If I am going to be wise, beloved, Advent life, what are you and I need to be doing in these last days? Study your Bible. Go with me now. Verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, we don't want the sayings of the church. We don't want to hear the sayings of men. We want to hear the sayings of the Bible. The same, listen to what Jesus said. Therefore, whosoever heareth what? These sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a what? Wise man, which built his house upon a what? Rock. Who does this rock represent? Christ Jesus and him crucified. A storm is coming. Things are getting harder and harder and more difficult. But while the storm is raging, beloved. If you follow the word of God and apply it to your life, I'm telling you, sickness will flee from you. Remember unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing. The healing, remember, come with a condition. You remember, beloved? Help message. Jesus loves you. Just follow his word, Lord. Please, Lord, please. Just follow what he's saying, beloved. And I'm telling you, you will see blessing. God said, prove me. And I will pour out the windows of heaven. Tell you what, pour out blessing for you. You will not have enough room at this life. You will have so much blessing that you can't even help the poor. You don't believe me, it's all right. That's okay. I need to come on and start blow some of your mind and tell you some testimony of God bless me. God bless me with the revelation of his word because he know I love his people. Because he know I'm going to give it unto them. Because he know I'm going to prepare a people to stand in these last days. Because he know I'm going to help his people to dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose and make it known. I love you because I'm telling you these things. Your soul is precious in the eyes of God. You are so precious that God who created the heavens and earth come down and to die for you and I's fallen soul. That you and I can be redeemed. That you and I can have eternal life. That you and I can have joy. That you and I can have a new body. Does not experience sickness and death and decay and all of these things. This is a God. This is a God who laid on this principle for us. Follow the principle. Follow it. Therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Verse 24, and the rain descended, the storm is coming, the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew. The time is coming. We're going to prove if you are plain Christian all these years. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. You want to represent the house. And it fell not. And it fell not. And it fell not. And beat upon that house, and it fell not. For it was found upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine. Why does Jesus say this again twice? And everyone that heareth these reforms of mine, if you want to put it that way. And everyone that heareth these things of mine and doeth them not shall be like unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. So the word of God is our foundation. We don't want to be hearers only, but doers of the word of God. The word of God brings prosperity in your life. Watch this now. Don't forget these, beloved. You can read, you can write these things down. I'm going to jump now because I want to go through the message. Go with me to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. It's a message. This is a chapter I love. And also, if you are taking notes, right now, and I'm giving you a promise that you go back and to prove to God and see what God will do in your life. God wants to turn around somebody like, I don't care what is going on. Things is getting, food shortage is on the rising. But brothers and sisters, why food shortage is on the rising, your table will never run dry. David said, never see the righteous forsaken and begging bread. Why? Because they are obedient to their God. God loves challenges. Love challenges. Will you challenge him? Watch this now. This is the secret of God's prosperity for you and I and good success. God wants to bless you. God wants to you. God bless. God wants to bless you. Someone say his blessing run you down like when you're on the highways and somebody driving too slow. You got to overtake that person to get out of the way and you got to go where you're going. God wants to let his blessing run you down like that. Overtake you, beloved. Watch this now. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, the book Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it. Sorry. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may, hold it right there. So often you must read upon God's word and meditate upon it day and what? Night. That thou mayest observe, hold it now, everything that you're reading, everything I'm showing you, you must go back and to observe and to prove all of these things if they are so. Watch this now. That thou mayest what? Observe to do according to all that is written therein. Watch this now. Remember, God's blessed word come with a blessing. God's word and his promise come with a condition. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way what? Hold it right there. So when you observe, you are telling me, God, I talk to God like this, beloved. You must talk back to God. God said, prove me. Test my word. God, you said, if I observe and to do according to all that is written in your word, Lord, I'm going through sickness right now, and I'm going to follow your word on the authority of your word. You say, Lord, you will never go back on your promise. Your promise is yes and amen. You need to challenge God. Put God to the test. God say, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing for you, Advent life. For then thou shalt make thy way what? Prosperous. God wants to in hell prosper you in everything that you are going. Even if you have a little, God wants to prosper you. So you can be content in whatever situation that you are in. And listen now, God is so good. He said, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have what? Good success. Whatever you plan for the future, even though you're not leaning on your own understanding, but you are in all of your ways, you acknowledge God in your plan. God say, I will prosper that plan. I will prosper your ideas because you align it with my will for your life. Are you with me, beloved? This is a promise. Go back and challenge God now. God, you said it. Just follow it, beloved. God wants to bless you. Watch this now. We're talking about it. God is good. God give me this now. Go with me to Deuteronomy 28. I believe 28. God wants to bless even the fruit of your body. Deuteronomy 28. God is taking me somewhere. I tell you, we're doing a series, beloved. Please write these things down. And you must go back and to study. And when you are faithful, watch God going to start opening up doors for you. I think Deuteronomy chapter 28, let me see first. He's talking about how we bless the fruit of your body. Let me see which one I want. Deuteronomy 28. Let me see. Let me go there right quick. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter. Watch this now. From 1 to 4. Watch this, because I'm talking about blessings. Because God wants to God bless us. Because we are looking at the wicked people in this world, and we are wondering, how is it that we are not blessed? He said, you hold 1,000 cattle on the hills. He owned the whole treasure. He owned all of the banks. He owned all of the silver, the gold. Or is it that you are difficult to find a job? Check yourself. Am I really abiding in Christ? He that abided in me, he will be a much fruit. Let me give you some blessing, because sometimes we miss what I'm giving you, beloved. If you're not following God, where if you're not practicing these things, you are wasting your time, Commander Prayer Line. You are wasting your time listening to me. Because all of these things going to one ear and come to the other. God wants to bless you. He wants to prosper you. Some of you are struggling to pay your bills. Are you being faithful in your tithe and offering? When you are faithful in the tithe and the offering, your food basket will never run dry. God will make sure. Sometimes you don't know how the bill is going to pay, but God will make sure that your bill is paid. And you have money in your pocket to give somebody else. Let me talk about God blessing now. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. We're going to stop at 7. Watch this now. God bless him come with a what condition. Brothers and sisters, just determine in your mind. Determine in your heart. When you're hungry, right? And you're really hungry, you're going to eat some food, right? When you want to read God's word, eat the food literally and eat it spiritually. Eat up God's word. So just purpose in your heart. You say, God, your word said this. I'm going to practice it, but Lord, I don't have the strength. By your grace and your power, feed me your Holy Spirit so I can walk in this pathway. And I'm telling you, beloved, watch God's word. God's going to bless you. Blessing's going to come all over the place. And sometimes you're going to cry. You're going to go on your knees and you're going to cry and say, Lord, I don't know how you do this. Why are you blessing me so much? Because you are obedient. Parents, if your child is be obedient and that child, mommy, daddy, I want this to you, but why you want me buy you all of these things? And you don't want to wash the plate? Every time I tell you to go throw out the trash, you don't do this. Every time, why you think we are praying, our prayer is not answering? That's why you call me Lord and you do not the things I said unto you. When a child please their parents, notice that parents spoil them. God wants to spoil you. Spoil you, give you everything according to his will, though. What do you mean God wants to spoil you? You remember Job? God said, what you think about my son? My servant, Satan, she seems to bless him. He put an edge of protection around Job. He is one like what Sean evil. He is a perfect man. Job was rich, physically and spiritually. Can you hunger? God bless him. God want to bless us. Can you trust us with his riches? Can you trust us with his goods? You have a job, that's God good. You get money, that's God money. You have a roof over your head, that's God house. You have a car, that's it. You believe that? But he wants to bless you abundantly above all you can ask or think according to the power that working on. Too often we come on the prayer line, we leave, we come the same and leave the same. Every time you come on the prayer line, beloved, come with your cup empty. Say, Lord, fill my cup. Fill my cup, Lord. Let it overflow with your blessing. Come with me now, beloved. Give you Bible now. Talking too much now. All right now. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. What? What does that word diligently mean? Can you listen? To take heed, to pay attention. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. What kind of slant says? Watch this now. Hear me now. To observe and to do all his commandments. Are you hearing this? Notice the word again. Why was Joshua prosperous? Because he observed to do according to all that is written in God's word. And he was prosperous. To observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations. God's purpose in setting seven-day Adventists above all nations and to bless them above all nations, because they fall into apostasy and you can't know the difference. Who is who? God give us a requirement. Follow it. Standard is very high. Follow it. You want to be like the crowd? You can't follow God's standard. Now you want to be like the world. Follow God's standard. Watch this now. That the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all what? Nation. And see what? Earth. Verse 2. All these blessings shall come on thee. If you're hearkening unto the Lord's voice. If you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, remember now, right? Now, watch this now. When you meet the condition, watch the blessing follow. All these blessings shall come on thee. What? All these blessings shall come on thee. And overtake what? Thee. Oh, what? Are you hearing this, beloved? Picture in your mind. You're telling me if I walk according to all of God's precepts and his law,
You're telling me, God, you said you're going to bless me, and the blessing going to what? Overtake me? If thou shalt hearken, listen again, take heed. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, verse 3. Watch now, watch the blessings. All kind of blessing coming now. Remember, God said, I will not put none of these diseases upon the Egyptians. The Egyptians, they have high blood pressure, arthritis, cancer, and all these things. Why we are receiving, coming, all of these things coming? Because we are disobedient. Paul said, when I never knew the law, I knew not him. But when I knew the law killed me. Why? Because of sin. You see, the law, when they break the law said death. What the law couldn't do, the law cannot save you and I. But Jesus saved us by sacrificing himself on the cross. The angel, they keep the law as well. But one who is greater than the law come on the scene for you and I, Jesus Christ. Why do you think Psalms 19 verse 7 said, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The law is our schoolmaster. And to point us to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the law giver. Watch this now. God wants to bless his people. This is the help message, beloved. Which is the right arm of the gospel. Blessed shall thou be in the city. What? Even wherever you go, God says you're going to be blessed. And blessed shall thou be in the field. Verse 4. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. No sickness to the condition now. God says follow the health principle. I don't care what kind of sickness you have. God will reverse it, remove it. He said, I give the fruits and vegetables. That is your medicine. Vegetables, herbs is for the service of man. The leaves are for the healing of the nation. Watch this now. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground. What? God tell you plant your vegetables. I don't care if the soil is lacking. Lord, help me on that too. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to myself. Are you hearing this? Some of us in the country have to buy soil and all of these things. God said, and the fruit of thy white ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kin, and the flock of thy sheep. God wants to bless you abundantly above you can ask or think according to the power that work in us. Watch this now, verse 6. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. Are you hearing this? But God blessing comes to our heart condition. Verse 7 now. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. That's how when people rise up against you, you don't even see nothing. Not try to look for God to do all of these manner of evil. But God said, if you follow my requirement, remember the angel that was carrying the children of Israel in the pillar of cloud? God said, if you follow this angel, my name is in him. This is dealing with Jesus. He said, my enemy will be your enemy. What do you think the Bible says? He that toucheth thee, toucheth me. What do you think the Bible says? Touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. He that toucheth you, toucheth God. And he said, I am a what? A vengeance is mine. Why the power that be oppressing us? We are like slaves. We are working, beloved, all these years. Some of you can't even buy, still don't even buy a house. 50 years, you're still struggling. But follow God or two. God will remove that curse. The children of Israel were under a curse. But so when you give your life unto Jesus Christ, the curse is uplifted, beloved. Not only that, but when you walk in this country, Jesus said, why you call me Lord and do not the things I said unto thee? Departed from me, you workers of iniquity. Wherever the presence of God is, blessing flows. The church is losing the power and the presence and the anointing of God. The Holy Spirit is drawing from the world, drawing from God's people, professed people. We only have a knowledge but no power. That's what the Bible says. We have a form of godliness and deny the power. We have a form, only tradition, but no power. Where is the Holy Spirit? When we pray for one sick, you don't take 20 believers to pray for one sick. Beloved, when we connected, when we are connected to divine nature, when you pray, what, beloved, we are told in the spiritual prophecy, the weakest Christian on this prayer line right now can cause the whole kingdom of darkness to flee. The most powerful demon cannot stand against the weakest Christian who is connected to the divine nature. The weakest Christian on this prayer line who have a relationship with Jesus Christ. When they pray, things move. When they pray, things happen. When they pray for the sick, they can recover. No, wherever they are, even in Japan, beloved, wherever you are, when you pray for people, they will recover according to the will of God. Why we don't see this power? When Peter was walking, beloved, his shadow bring healing. Why we see our medical missionary, beloved, going out there, people cannot receive healing. We need to go into the hood and spend quality time. I ought to have the Lord. Give me the message, but that what I'm doing, Lord, what is hindering my blessing? What is hindering my prayer? So the sick cannot recover. Lord, you give me the sick man and the sick lady, but she died in my presence. I feel so ashamed. She cannot even raise the dead anymore. No power, no Holy Spirit. God, love us so much, beloved. I ask myself, I said, Lord, even these sin in me, remove them. But the time is coming. That power will be manifest. The time is coming. Even your shadow will bring healing to the crippled. Even your shadow will heal the blind. Can you imagine? When you say, in the name of Jesus, you see that sign. In the name of Jesus. Here again. In the name of Jesus. Cancer, leave. Can you imagine? That time is coming. Are you in that number? Because God is bringing me somewhere else. But I want to give you the message of following the Spirit. Just be with me now. I'm talking to somebody. Somebody is struggling on this prayer line. Somebody is having a difficult time. Somebody is having been stiff-necked children. Somebody is being hard-headed. Somebody is allowing Satan to snatch their blessings. Sister Rita Sapphis say, there are a lot of gifts in heaven that is waiting. But because of our own backsliding, my own sin, you and our own sin, hindering these blessings from us, beloved. God wants to pour out the Holy Spirit like never before. But because of our sin separates us from our God, our sin robs us from these blessings. Why are we struggling so much? Think about it. Why are we not seeing the power? Think about it. Why some of our children in the world? God said, because why? You know why I watch a lot of our children in the world? God said, because you reject knowledge, I also will reject your children. If you want your children to come back to the Lord, follow what God says. Sister White, have 10 friends. This very message that she gave unto us, she was living it, beloved. And she prayed for those 10 different friends, different personalities, different backgrounds. And all accept the message. She connected to the divine nature. Are you connected? I'm praying myself, Lord, help my dad to come to the message. But now I realize the sin in me. Is there an idol in your life? I want God to give me the word to touch those idols so you can repent. Go with me now. Go with me now. God, give me one more. Go with me to Chronicles. Go with me to Chronicles. Chapter 7, verse 14. I think Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. It's my people.
I'm going through a series, beloved. Bear with me. God just giving me something else. I never prepared this, so I am giving you. But God is leading me somewhere else. God is talking to somebody. I don't know who it is. Don't tell me your name. God knows who you are. I need it too. I'm talking to myself. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. This is what God said now. In order for you to be blessed, we are very selfish. We are very thick-necked. We are hard-headed, beloved. Me too, myself. Listen now. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, who? Seventh-day Adventists who are called by God, what? By his name. If my people, Adventlife, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. If any man desire to follow me, Jesus said, let him what? Cross and what? Follow me. And shall humble themselves and pray. Watch this now. Remember the help message. You learn the help message a little bit. And shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. What God said? Seek my face. What God just said, beloved? Seek my face. Seek means to search for me. How do you search for God? Line up and line, precept and precept, here a little and there a little. Spend quality time. Throw away the phone if it is a stumbling block. I'm not just saying that. Just bear with me now. Put away the phone then if it's causing a stumbling block. The phone taking up your time, social media taking up your time, Facebook. Get your face out of Facebook and get your face in the eternal book. Are you with me, beloved? Watch this now. And seek my face. And turn from your what? Wicked ways. Watch this now. Because of my wicked ways, because of your wicked ways, it's entering heaven from blessing us. Watch this now. Shall humble themselves and pray and seek my what? Face. And turn from their what? Wicked ways. The Bible never said ways, but wicked ways through us. Then, God said, then will I hear from heaven. Hold it like this. The message that we are studying, the third angel is coming from the what? The way of the east. Remember Psalms? Remember Psalms 77, verse 13 said, thy way, O God, remember? Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Remember? Who is so great a God as our God? And remember in Daniel chapter 8, verse 14, God said, let them make me a what? No. It's Daniel 7:25, I believe. No, 7:14, it says, 2023, the day they shall be sanctuary be cleansed. Hold on, let me see if I give you the right one. Dear me, beloved, it's still a Chronicles. Don't go nowhere. Light is flashing in my mind, beloved, to give you these things. God just bring me somewhere else. As I say, I never prepared this. One thing I prepare, but the Holy Spirit take over. 7:14, let me see. Let me see, 14. No, I'll give you 7:25. No, that's the one. Here. I think it's Exodus. But nevertheless, beloved, let us move on. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 again. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their what? Wicked ways, then will I hear from what? Heaven. Hear from heaven, hear from the sanctuary, and will forgive, watch this now, and will forgive their what? Sin, and will heal their what? Their land. So God is going to send a message from the earth, heaven, also with healing in his way. God's desire is to heal us from sin, is to heal us from sickness. Watch this now, beloved. Let me move on. Let us move on now. We'll go back to the study now. In early writing, chapter 60, page 254, paragraph 1. Early writings, chapter 60, page 254, paragraph 1. It reads, as the ministration of Jesus closed in the most holy, and he passed into the holiest and stood before the hall containing the law of God, he sent another mighty angel with a third message to the world. It's the Advent message. Now, watch it. Remember the title.
The third angel message is what preparing a people to stand. Stand. If you are building a house, right, you're going to make sure that house is firm, right? It can stand. It is able to go through all the different climates and all of this in rain, right? Storm, right? But watch this now. The third angel message is preparing a people to stand true unto the Lord during the what? Investigative judgment. Now, Revelation chapter 10 is dealing with the Advent people. Now, Matthew chapter 24 is dealing with the signs of the time regarding the Advent message. Are you with me? Matthew chapter 25 is dealing with the experience of the Advent people. Revelation, now, what is the Advent people message? The Advent people message, or the Advent message, is Revelation chapter 14. This is our history. And now the experience is dealing with Matthew 25. Remember the parable of the 10 virgins? Remember, Matthew 25 meets its fulfillment in 1844. And we are also told that Matthew 25 is going to meet its full our day. I'm giving you this message so you, when the time comes, you will not be found as a foolish virgin. You need to go back and to study. Remember, there were 50,000 and there was a great disappointment. I'm going to bring these studies to you, beloved, regarding the Advent people, Revelation chapter 10. Go with me down to Revelation chapter 10. Sister White is not the founder of the Advent people or the Advent message. She is not the founder or the starter. It is the mighty angel. Who is this mighty angel? Jesus Christ himself. This is the angel we see his foot on the sea and land, meaning the message is going to go from land to sea. See, represent what people can your tongue and tongue it, right? So now watch this right here. I'm giving you our Advent message. I'm going through a series with you now. Bear with me. A lot of things going through my mind. Let me slow down now. Now I just read to you. He sent another mighty angel with a third message to the world. Watch this. So this mighty angel have a what? The third message. Remember now, in William Miller days, when the great disappointment happened, William Miller and Sister White then, William Miller and all of them, they were preaching the first and second angel. Are you with me? This is what's dealing with the holy place. And also the sanctuary message, right? But God, in Revelation, beloved, remember with the seven thunders? The seven thunders when John the Revelator was about to write. Jesus said, do not write. Why? Because John the Revelator see, because what God covered that part, why he said do not write, because God's people have to go through a test. All of them go through a test. First, before, let me come back, lady. Let me backtrack. I'm giving you a lot of things. I hope I don't lose anyone. But I'm going to come back to this in the future. I'm putting this study together. Are you with me, beloved? Beautiful. Powerful. The disciples, there was a disappointment in the disciple days. You remember when Jesus died, they thought all was lost, right? In William Miller days, in the 1844, there was a time period, beloved. From 1842 to 1844, beloved, there was a message come on the scene, and all was to prepare and to meet the bridegroom. But there was a misinterpretation of the scripture regarding the sanctuary, the 2300 days. Are you with me, beloved? But God has to test them. God has to test the disciples. Now, you and I now, we have the final test, which is the worst test. Why I say the worst test? Because we are told we are under the proclamation of the third angel message. Who is the third angel? What is the work of the third angel message? He is the angel that is sealing and binding. We are under the last message, beloved. The disciples have a chance to make it right. In Miller time, they have a chance to make it right. Beloved, time is no more. Now, if you know you have to go, let me give you an example. If you know you have to go get up 5 o'clock, but you don't have no clock, that is dangerous because you can oversleep, sleep, right? Now, time is no more. We do not know when Jesus is coming. We do not know when probation is coming. That is dangerous, beloved. Because in William Miller day, they can trace time. Are you with me? In Peter them, they can trace time. The message of Daniel is the prophecy. The book of Revelation is dealing with it is the revelation of the prophecy. Are you with me? But no, I want to show you, time is no more. If you don't have no time, how are you going to function? This world is operating on what? Time, right? Time to go to sleep, time to wake up, time to eat, time to go to work, and all these things, right? time to wash, time to wash the plate, time to clean. Are you with me, beloved? But in the spiritual realm now, we are on borrowing time. The message that I'm giving you, it is life and death. Your destiny is decided while I'm giving you this message, even though mine. Take this thing serious. Seven-day Adventist, please. Take it serious. She said, he sent another mighty angel with our third message to the world. A parchment was placed in his angel hand, and he descended to the earth in power and majesty. He proclaimed a fearful warning with the most terrible, threatening ever born to man. Are you hearing this? We don't like people to threaten us. Somebody threaten your life, beloved. You're gonna think all over the place. You may be thinking crazy. You want to call the police. But this message, it is a frightening message, but a tough love. This angel, beloved, is one of the most fearful, warning, threatening messages ever born unto man. The message was designed to put the children of God upon their God. Hold it right there. What message is designed to put the children of God upon their God? The first, second, and third angel. A lot of you going to church tomorrow, you know you're not hearing these messages. That's why I'm telling you, write them down. Don't go and criticize the elders and the preacher. And you know you are getting the very message to prepare you so you can study and to show yourself approved so you can go back to church, the church, and to study and to show your brothers and sisters these things, what you are getting, because you are more privileged than them. Are you with me, beloved? I love you so much. I want you to take heed. I must take heed. When you take heed, God will bless you. Angel will visit your house. Angel will have the desire want to be in your presence. The children will be start acting up. Children will behave. Children will be obedient because the presence of God is there. The evil passion will not rise up because God has everything in check. What do you think Jesus said? Behold, I stand what? At the door of your heart, at the door of your house, at the door of your finance, at the door of your health, at the door of everything that you can think of. Let me in. Let him in, Advent life. Why do you think we don't have no peace? Why we cannot prosper? Because you lock Jesus' house. You lock the door. You throw away the key, Jesus. You tell him, come in my house. Because if you're coming, you're going to tell me what to eat. Jesus, stay out. Because if you're coming, you're going to tell me what to wear. Jesus, stay out. Because you're going to tell me what to watch. Jesus, stay out. That's why we don't pick up the word. Jesus loves you. Let him in. Please, Advent life. Let him in. Into your lives. Let him into your situation. Let him into your sickness and watch God work. The message was designed to put the children of God upon their guard by showing them what? The hour of what? Temptation and what? Anguish and what? That was before them. So the third angel, the first, second, and third angel message, what? Is designed to put the advent people, the Adventist people upon their God. Go with me to Revelation chapter 10 now. This is a future study. I'm not going to exhaust it, but I'm going to scan over it. Go with me to Revelation. Let me show you now, because a lot of Adventists are saying that Sister White is the founder of the Advent people or the Adventist church. Sister White is not the founder. Sister White is just a recipient. Means she was the one that was receiving the revelation from heaven. Are you with me? This is the mighty angel come down in 1844 when the great disappointment to have their bitter experience. Are you with me? And he said, go back and prophesy again. Go back and measure the temple. Means go back and revisit the 2300 days where you make a mistake. I know God removed his hand and they realized that they were supposed to test on this message. And when the disappointment comes, you see many. We are told, beloved, many going to go out in this last day. Thousands going to go out among us. From among us, beloved. Thousands of seven-day Adventists going to go out. Watch this now. Why thousands going out? Thousands coming in back. Let no one take your crown. Sit in your seat. But don't get too far. Share it. Apply it. Live it. Because if you get curious and think that God cannot move you, you are not the wild branch. So God rejects. So there was a shut door on the children of Israel. A shut door is coming for 7 days. Adventists, get ready, Adventists. ready because Jesus Christ is coming. Brothers and sisters, we are in investigative judgment right now because all of us have a case at the bar of God. God is going to examine your case and he's going to examine with scrutiny, beloved. He's going to look at your case like there was no one on earth. Nothing can pass him. God, before your name come up, he give you all of these reforms to show your loyalty. Why Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love Jesus, you will follow the health reform. If you love Jesus, you will teach and preach the first, second, and third angel message. Jesus said, why you call me Lord? And do not the things I said unto you. Revelation chapter 10, as we come into our close. Revelation chapter 10, verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face as was it were shine. Sorry, pardon me. And his face as was it were the sun, and his feet as pillar of fire. Who is this angel? This is no other than Jesus. This is Jesus. Can we prove it from the Bible? Let me give you a scripture. Take notes now. Take your notes card now and write this thing down. Who is this mighty angel with the third angel message? Because this is the angel that come down now. In the future, we're going to study this in detail, verse by verse. It's going to be another series. We're going to stretch it out and I'm going to take my time so every one of us can understand the history of our church. Are you with me, beloved? Watch this now. Go with me to Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 13 to 16. Revelation. We want to know who is this angel. Because this Bible just said, this angel in Revelation chapter 10, verse 1, he come down from what? Heaven. Clothed with a cloud and a rainbow. So we want to know who is this angel of a rainbow upon his head. And the Bible says, and his face was as it were the sun. Who is this angel as his face was as the sun? Remember Malachi 4:2? And his feet as pillars of fire. Now, Revelation chapter 1 is going to summarize this up. And I'm going to give you some more again. Watch this now. Revelation chapter 1, verse 13 to 16. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, Revelation chapter 1, verse 13 to 16. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Men clothed with a garment down to the foot and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like was a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. Remember Revelation chapter 10 verse 1, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Verse 16, and he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his what? Strength. Who is this angel? Jesus Christ. Let us move on, beloved. We'll come back in the future now. 5 minutes. Now this is really our study. Now God's purpose in giving the third angel a message to the world is to prepare a people. God's purpose, remember beloved, is God's purpose in giving the third angel message to prepare a people to stand true to him during the investigative judgment. This is the purpose for which we establish and maintain our publishing houses, our schools, our sanitariums, hygienic restaurants, treatment rooms, and factories. This is our purpose in carrying forward every line of work in the course. This is the coming from instruction to men in position of responsibility, October 24, 1902. So now, what is this? What is the third angel message, beloved, preparing a people to stand for? To stand true during the investigative judgment. Don't forget this. What is the third angel message preparing you and I for? To stand true to God during the what? investigative judgment. Watch this now. Go with me to Malachi quickly. Malachi chapter, just really going to our study now, beloved. Malachi chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. Malachi chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. Study is very deep. It's going to get better and better. Next week, by God's grace, if our life is pure, we're coming back to this. Malachi chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. And he shall set as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. So in order for us to be offer an offering in righteousness, we must be refined and also purified. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. And I will come near to you in what judgment? So we are God is preparing. God give us the purpose of God giving us the third angel message, beloved, is to prepare our people to what? Stand during the what? Investigative judgment. So in God is preparing us, but what are you going to use? You're going to prepare, you're going to refine us, and you're going to what? Purify us. So we can what? When we are purified, we can offer our body as a living sacrifice, which is what? Righteousness. But when we are purified and refined, God say, and I will come near to you in what? Judgment. And I will be a safe witness against the sorcerers, against the idolaters, against false swearers, against those that oppress the hireling in his ways. What does the Bible mean? Against those who what? Oppress the what? Hireling in his ways. This is you and I. Go with me to James now. Go with me to James. Okay, I can't go no more. Time is up. So, beloved, let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. Let your will be done. Whatever I fail to ask, O Lord, please grant it unto your people. I pray that somebody here, I pray that somebody heart will prick. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo, for this timely message again. I was one of those that heart was pricked and, you know, have to, like you said, go over these scriptures again. I wrote it down and, you know, my other thing is to memorize them and to share it with others because these are the truth that we need to hold dear to our hearts. So I pray that my brothers and sisters have been blessed. I won't keep you long so that you can retain what you have heard. May the Lord truly bless you as you continue to search and the scripture line upon line, precept upon precept, hear a little, dare a little, because we ought to be living epistle, read and known of all men. So we have to be able to spread this message and give this message ourselves. So this is, we're in this school learning, brothers and sisters. So again, happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. May you have a good night rest and hope to see you Sunday night, Thursday night, and again back here, preparation day. Amen. Happy blessed Sabbath. Jesus loves you.